Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey says it will continue to target U.S.-allied Kurdish fighters on the Syrian frontier near its borders, despite mounting international pressure to stop. Kurdish fighters backed by the West and Gulf countries have been battling against a Russia-backed offensive by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's forces on rebels in such cities as Aleppo. Meantime, head of the Saudi-backed Syrian opposition High Negotiations Committee has criticized Russia for its continued airstrikes, and U.S. Senator John McCain, who chairs the Armed Services Committee, sharply criticized the temporary truce signed in Munich last week, arguing that Russia is engaging in what he calls diplomacy in the service of military aggression.
Let's be clear about what this agreement does. It permits the assault on Aleppo to continue for another week. It requires opposition groups to stop fighting, but it allows Russia to continue bombing terrorists, which it insists is everyone, even civilians.
Head of the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council says the agreement to cease hostilities is a signal of hope. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo briefly detained prominent opposition figure Martin Fayulu on Sunday, 2 days before a called a general strike designed to pressure President Joseph Kabila to step down from office. Mr. Kabila is legally required to step aside in December after 15 years in power. Fayulu, president of the Engagement for Citizens and Development Party, was held briefly for incitement to public disorder. Citizens are being asked to stay home on Tuesday. This is VOA News.